With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hi everyone, this is the Jade Marissa podcast talking to you about the good, bad and ugly in Thailand, Muay Thai and pop culture. This is episode 5 and on this episode I'm here with a special guest, Joe Nettlewood. So we're going to be talking about his transition, you know, between Thailand and the USA and back to fighting in Asia and Joe's story. So first of all, Joe, thank you for coming on the show. I want to ask, now that you live in America, what type of food do you like to eat over there, actually?
Well, you know, I try everything. You know, but if I cook, I always cook Thai food. You know, but when I eat, I make sure I have a lot of vegetable. You know, that's the main one. You know, I have meat, have vegetable, raw and cooked vegetable, and a little bit of rice.
That's nice. So you're very, like, on top of your nutrition whilst over there. Is that... Do you think that's a bit of an influence from the West, or you've always liked to eat that way?
I always like to eat that way. You know, grew up in Isan, we eat a lot of vegetable and then spicy food all the time.
Oh, okay. That's nice. So you cook most of the time?
Yeah. Mostly I cook. I really eat out, maybe go restaurant to the bar or something, like barely once or twice a month. You know, mostly just cook at home.
Okay. Cool. So... can you give us a brief story about your journey and how you ended up being in America or how you ended up doing Muay Thai? Tell us a little bit of your background.
Oh, I started when I was 10 years old, right? In school, you know, I played soccer for my school and, you know, do like running and all that stuff, do all sport for my school. So that day, that's the new teacher came to moved to our school, right? So all the kids, we all just training. We training after class, right? And then the guy kicking the bag. And then after training, when we done, we just walk to it and ask him, like, what is this? You know, like, what is this thing? And then he just explained to us, oh, this is Muay Thai. And then this. And
so
kind of like that.
You had the bag, the Muay Thai bag, at your school?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He had the bag. He bought it himself.
Oh.
Just to work out. He didn't train for fight or anything. He just work out.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, all the kids, we all just asked him. And from that day, after school, right, after class, I have to train soccer, you know, for my school. I train soccer. So after that, we train Muay Thai, like 20, 30 kids, you know, all soccer team. We train Muay Thai after that. And I just kept doing that just for fun every day because it's so healthy. And then like...
You like sports?
Yeah, I like sport. And then my first fight... You know, I went to the temple. They have like something going on, like festival or something.
Yeah.
And it just happened. Like, oh, you fight this guy tonight. I'm like, okay. Then I won. And yeah, I just keep doing that. But I didn't do it for like seriously. I just do it like, you know, fun at first. So until I go high school, I try to do it seriously. But it's like, you know, because the gym at our hometown, right, we have no knowledge. Like the guy didn't know anything. We just like love Muay Thai, but we have no idea like how to train, how to eat, how to make weight and all that stuff. So we never go far. You know, it never get better. So I finished high school. I moved to Bangkok, train under Top King Boxing. I tried to, but you know, same thing. Train good, but then I didn't know how to cut weight. So every time I cut weight, I always feel like so exhausted. And then when I make weight, it just... my energy never come back, you know. So I always like always get tired and always like not winning until I have no fight. Then my friend went to Koh Phangan, you know. So
the party island.
Yeah, the party place, like big party.
Full moon party.
Full moon party, a lot of foreigner. So he like, maybe you can do something here. So I was like, okay. So I just moved there. So seriously, my life start there. Like, you know, start to make money, start to making a house, you know, support family. Everything start there. Like, I learned so much there because I went there, right? My boss have 3 places, you know. he have a restaurant, Thai cooking school, hotel, and gym, and Muay Thai gym. And we all also make a fight. You know, I help with like marketing, sell ticket, and matchmaker as well. So we do like, yeah, twice a month, you know, to do that. So I have like real job, and he also teach me everything. So I went there, you know, there was a lady that worked there for him. So, you know, I like her, like I respect her like my big sister. Because every morning I bring a book and a pen to see her every morning. Give me one word, one English word.
Aww.
Just one. Every day, every morning I go see her, and then I come and I read myself. And also my boss teach me like, you know, how to teach, how to check in and check out hotel, how to do like housekeeping,
wow.
Teach cooking school, teach me how to cook and clean, just all the fitness and stuff, you know.
Wow.
So I actually like make money. And while doing that, I still fight in Koh Samui, you know, Koh Phangan and Koh Samui, only like 30 minutes boat there. And I still go fight there, but like not seriously fight because on the island, and then I work, you know, long day work and no train. I just like work out. Let's say just run and then back work a little bit, lift some weight a little bit, and then just working. You know, I do Thai cooking school, I do housekeeping, I do matchmaker, marketing, sale ticket, fires everywhere.
It's a long
everything.
Day.
Mm-hmm. I do a lot. So I help with everything. So I learn how to cook there. You know, I learned how to cook. I learned how to check in, check out the hotel. Just everything there.
Wow.
Let's say my life start there. And then I have opportunity to move to the U.S. So when I moved there, I moved to Colorado, right? We live on the we live on the mountain. That when we do snowboarding.
Oh.
Yeah, so like just quit Muay Thai. Yeah.
Koh Phangan and then you go on the mountain.
So Muay Thai just stopped then.
Right.
Like completely stopped. I never thought like I would come back because after I leave Bangkok, move there, you know, Muay Thai thing like never be seriously for me anymore.
Right.
And I enjoy doing different things more than I learn so much, you know. I like to read. When I get there, I start reading and, you know, learning new things. So I like to read more. So I moved to Colorado. So I learned new things, snowboarding. Oh, I love it so much.
Really?
You know? Yeah,
so
snowboarding.
Cool.
Because where I live, like so close to the mountain, everybody do snowboarding, you know. So I get there, I work, man, I work so much. So I work like, you know, it's at like a big hotel, right? Big hotel. People go there just for vacation, just snowboarding. So I do like clean the area, drying a truck, and then like clean snow, you know.
Oh, wow.
Clean snow off the road and everything.
That's like extreme to extreme.
Mm-hmm.
From an island in Thailand to like a
snow
resort. Like
So I start doing that. And then, you know, maybe I work late at night. I do snowboarding first and then come to work. Or I work first and snowboarding. I snowboarding every day. Like one month, I snowboarding like at least 26, 27 days. Every month.
You must be good.
It's fun. I get better quick and then at first, it kind of bored because it's so hard, you know, and hurts so bad. But then I start to get better. Just enjoy it so much. So I keep doing that. Work, save money, and doing snowboarding until end of the season. So no more snow, summer. And then they have mountain bike, you know. So I ride the bike on the mountain and stuff like that.
That's crazy. Did everything.
Yeah, until I realized like, man, I don't make that much money here, you know, because there, it like people go there just for vacation. Mostly young people live there, and then it's not big town, you know, it's small town. Young people live there, and everybody just party. I party so much too, because all my friends party.
Right, everyone's young.
Everybody's young. I went there. I moved there when I was 22.
Oh wow, yeah.
So young and party, a lot of energy, you know, snowboarding. Drinking, I don't smoke, so everybody smoke weed a lot over there, you know, all the time. So I realized, like, man, I don't want to keep doing this for so long.
Right.
And at the time, I knew Khun Phon, you know, Khun Phon, he live in Atlanta. He owned two gym, Bangkok boxing gym. I knew him on Facebook, so we just talk on Facebook. And we kind of talk, you know, for a while. And he's just like, if you want to try, you can come here and then let's see what happens. You like it, you can say it. You don't like it, you can move back or whatever you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
So I just need, it takes me 2 seconds to think, let me try, just move there.
Yeah.
So I moved there. Man, when I moved to Atlanta, everything is changed now.
How far away is it? Colorado and Atlanta?
Huh? 2 hours.
2 hours.
Because Colorado is in the middle, you know, Atlanta next to New York.
So. Oh, okay.
Yeah, like 2 hours. Yeah, so I just moved there. I get there. You know, people help me out. So I start learning, like, okay, teaching Muay Thai, teaching fitness, and learn how actually, like, okay, this is how you do lifting,
right.
You know, like real.
Real technique.
Mm-hmm, real technique.
Mm.
Same thing, never thought about fighting, never coming back to Muay Thai. Learning that and just, you know, start learning English and then...
Yeah, how was your English around that time? When you moved from Colorado to Atlanta, how was your English then?
It was okay. I could not talk to anyone much, you know,
yeah.
Because I didn't really know. But, you know, one good thing that I like to read and I watch a lot of movie, you know, speak English and have English subtitle.
Yeah.
So I can read and like I learn how to talk, mostly grammar.
Hmm.
It's so hard, man. English is hard. Super hard. Why are you guys so hard? Anyway.
Thai is hard too.
Uh-huh.
I learned Thai. Yeah.
So... I moved there and I learned all that stuff. My friend helped me and helped me like teaching me. So I learned how to drive and stuff. So I get driver license.
You learned there.
Yeah. I get driver license. I start driving. You know, save money and buy some car.
Hmm.
When I start driving, so start doing like more personal training and things like that, how to sell personal training. And I can teach more class and help my friend with marketing and stuff like that. So I learned a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
And then that day I was teaching the class like that. Back then, Lion Fight, you know, really big in the US.
Yeah.
So they call us, they call Khun Porn, you know. He just like, they're like, we need this, you know, this weight class. And then we need somebody to fight this day, like 10-day notice.
Oh,
right?
Wow.
And I stopped Muay Thai for like, man, seriously, for like at least 4 or 5 years, you know, seriously.
And you obviously weren't fight training. You were just
just lifting weight, like sparring in the class with people, having fun, just fun. And he called me. I'm like, fighting Cosmo Alexander. Cosmo Fox, your sand guy, he fight around the world and stuff. And we fight at 165 pounds, you know. Cosmo is like 180 pounds. And I walk around like 163 back then, 63, 65 back then,
right.
And before 165 pounds. So I'm like, let's see what's going to happen. But all my friend told me like, Joe, you're going to get killed.
Yeah.
Cosmo is going to kill you. And I just answered one thing like, you know, I don't give up. You know what I do? I never give up. But I know he is good. If I lose, who cares?
Right.
You know, expect it. I don't have nothing to lose. But what if I win? What's going to happen if I win? And people still killing me like, you might get hurt and stuff. It's okay. Hurt, I can heal fat. I'm young. My body heal quick. So it's okay.
Damn, a lion fight. 5 rounds, right?
Mm-hmm. Lion fight. So we fought. I destroy and win. And everybody was like, who the fuck is this guy?
That's crazy.
Yeah. So after that, I realized like, huh, I got some skill. I got some technique. So let's train seriously.
Hmm.
So I train. Then, you know, Lion Fight, the staff, the worker, they still didn't believe in me. They're like, oh, Cosmo, like on vacation, you know, 10-day notice. And I'm like, years of fighting, you know, of training. And then just kind of happened. And the second fight, 24-hour notice.
Whoa.
And I had to cut 10 pounds. They call, hey, I need somebody to fight tomorrow. But wait in tomorrow. They call in the afternoon, but wait in tomorrow at 11 a.m. I have to cut 10 pounds, so I have to fly there. I cut weight all night. Yeah, Lion Fight still. And I destroyed that guy like bad. I just killed him. After second fight, he like, all right, Joe, you got something. You know, the owner of Lion Fight, like, you got something. We're going to give you the fight. So the third fight, I have real training camp.
Yeah.
I killed that guy.
Amazing.
And I call out like, I'm ready to fight for the title. And they gave me the title fight and I won. And I just keep winning for like, and after that day, I become the main one, you know, Lion Fight. If they talk about Lion Fight, it's going to be about Joe Nutterwood, you know, Lion Fight. And every time I fight, the tickets sold out all the time. If I'm the main event, sold out. If I'm not the main event, still some left, like seriously.
Wow, that's awesome.
So I keep fighting, keep winning, and now I'm to one championship now.
No, but before you came to ONE Championship, you said you fought in China around.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Yeah. So after Lion fight, then I start to like, you know no opponent and stuff. Because we fight full room Muay Thai.
Yeah.
Some great kickboxing doesn't want to come because elbow and I can clean and I can throw elbow. And I start to have like nobody. So, you know, I used to fight like 4 or 5 times a year.
Right.
And like 3, 2 now.
Yeah.
And then Kun Pun started to talk to people in China. Mm. And I went to China 4 times. Yeah, and I won it all.
So in China, you were fighting Muay Thai or kickboxing?
Kickboxing.
Kickboxing. Mm-hmm. And that's only 3 rounds?
Yeah, 3 rounds.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So for kickboxing there, win by point once and then all that knockout too.
Mm-hmm. About how many years do you think you were fighting in America in Lion Fight? How many years?
Lion Fight. I start 2015. No, late 2014, 15, 16. Yeah, 16 to like 17.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, 14 to 17.
Did you see much changes in the industry, in the Muay Thai industry in America during that time?
Yeah, so much. You know, I'm glad that I helped. I changed it so much.
Yeah.
Because before, Muay Thai was like this low, right? So when I start fighting, people start to see more and it's grown like quick, you know?
Yeah, Lion Fight was on TV. They were in Las Vegas, on, right?
Yeah, Access TV. And then all over the US, people watching it.
Wow.
You know? And I fight like exciting fight. You know, I don't go backward. I only go forward. Mm-hmm. And then just, from round 1 until 5, until the last, I fight the same thing.
That's
just
amazing.
Walk forward, the same thing, hard.
And during your time, there were other Thais who were living in America fighting? So like Malaipet Sasipar?
They have Malaipet. They have Jyoti Sisak there. And then Desakda Sisong Pinong also went there.
I remember going to ONE a while ago and that was, Malaipet was on there. And they also brought some fighter from Thailand as well, Sasipapa Jim.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. And so in China, how long were you fighting in China for?
I started fighting China 2017. Wait, late 16 until 17.
Mm. Oh, so just a year.
Yeah, like a year and year and a half.
Yeah, were you getting much fights during that time?
I fought 4 times in China.
Oh, that's not bad.
Mm-hmm.
Within a year, that's pretty good.
I
feel like nowadays it's kind of harder to get on shows. It's like it's very close circuit, so you really have to know people, and there's a lot more fighters as well. So
yeah,
it's a lot more competition.
Yeah. So cool thing about me, you know, I have like, you know, they call me the Lion King from the US.
Yeah.
So like, you know, I have Lion Fight. I have two belts.
Oh, wow.
At Lion Fight, you know, 2 division champion. So we can use that to tell the promoter, hey, you know, this is what we get, and then you can sell.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then tell us about your journey from going on to ONE Championship. How did that happen? When was it?
You know, ONE Championship, it used to have only MMA, right?
Yeah.
Mixed martial art. But then, you know, on April 2018, there was the first match in Manila, Philippines.
Wow.
The first kickboxing
April match. April 2018, really? Only a year ago?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it feels like they've had so many shows.
After. Yeah. So they look around and then Kun Pun, you know, talks to somebody and they... So I fought Petosian, like from the first one. Remember, ONE Championship is like big, is big and well organized. It's just big company. You know, everything is professional. And first one I lost to Petosian, and the second one, third one, fourth one I won.
And then we're all in Muay Thai or kickboxing?
Petosian kickboxing, and after that Muay Thai.
Mm-hmm.
Muay Thai. And soon. Next weekend, fight kickboxing again.
Yeah, exciting.
Yeah, tournament.
How do you feel about fighting Muay Thai or kickboxing? What do you prefer?
Well, it's different because, you know, like, I don't have much experience, you know, like, for real. Because, you know, my Muay Thai journey, Muay Thai thing is kind of like on and off, on and off, on and off all the time. And then off so long and on a little bit, off so long and on. So sometimes it's hard to change too. But good thing when I live in the US, so everybody training boxing, right? So that help. You know, I have to train boxing. Like twice a week, I don't do Muay Thai. You know, just like 100% boxing style. So that helped me too. But Muay Thai, like I'm always good with like clinching, you know, like Muay Thai guy, like clinching. I have good technique with clinching and elbows. But then it comes to kickboxing that you cannot clinch, you cannot do elbow. It's just different. You know, when you can do good knee, but you cannot hold, you know, you cannot touch. You just knee from the long distance.
I feel like, you know, when you've been fighting Muay Thai for so long, you create habits, you know, that you can't do in a kickboxing fight. Yeah. So like, yeah, the clinch or, you know, maybe you would want to sweep the guy in a way that you can't do in kickboxing. So you have to be more aware of these.
Mm-hmm. More aware. And then you have to train different too.
Yeah.
You know, like so many Thai guy, like Thai champion, you know, fight Muay Thai world champion, then move to kickboxing is kind of like, they're so not successful at all.
No, it's such a different style.
Such a different style.
Yeah.
But, you know, they know, okay, I'm going to fight kickboxing. Like, I have to train different, but so many gyms still train the same.
Yeah, they do,
you know?
Yeah.
Like now, I don't clean. People ask me, like, you're going to clean? No way.
Yeah,
why am I cleaning?
Yeah.
Cringing? I would go, like, sparring, do some defense often, you know, stuff like that.
I think maybe the even though they know they're fighting kickboxing, it's because their trainers are still so old school, the Muay Thai trainers. So, like, they're so stuck on their old ways.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, they need to adapt. That's what the older trainers need to adapt.
Mm-hmm. Like, some gyms still like, oh, we still clean. You fight kickboxing, you cannot clean. But
Shouldn't. When
you train, you're going to go clean 40 minutes a day, every day. Like, why?
Yeah.
You do that and you're not using that, you know?
Right.
Why that 40 minutes of cringing, why don't you just like boxing, light sparring, boxing, you know, just to move and some stuff that you can actually do it in
drilling combinations. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's cool. So how do you find this? So if you just fight in Muay Thai and all the different places that you fought, do you feel like the scoring is different? So say like you fought in Thailand in different promotions in Thailand in Muay Thai, then America, Lion Fight, and then also in ONE Championship, you fought Muay Thai in ONE Championship. Mm. So what's the differences in the scoring?
Well, in Thailand, like we know, you know, knees score more than anything else. You can throw 10 kicks. If you can do two knee would be 10 kicks easily. And hand don't know, like, doesn't mean anything. You know? Striking doesn't mean anything that much. You know, clinching would score more than anything else. But outside Thailand, in China, US, like Europe, striking, they're looking at like how much you throw, you know, how much you land and how much power, you know, power shot and stuff too. Yeah,
something like that. I think power shots are important, but maybe not so much about how many you throw, because that kind of transitions to the amateur way of scoring. Mm-hmm. So it's just point scoring, where it should be more about the power and the accuracy as well.
Clean shot, power shot.
And ONE Championship, what about them?
Same thing. ONE Championship, like, who make more damage?
You know? Hit the most damage.
Yeah.
So how it doesn't matter knee or punch or anything?
Yeah, everything matters.
Okay.
Know? Like, because when you punch people, when you land, it hurts.
Yeah.
When you kick, when you do knee, when you do put kick, when it land, it hurts.
Yeah.
You know? So it should be that way.
I think so too. I think it should be that way. I think, like I said, with the old school thinking in Thailand, they need to adapt, you know, like if you're going to punch well, then they should give you points for that, you know.
Yeah, like so many times I watched fight at Lumpini, right? Like, this is not kidding.
Yeah.
Like, for real, we all see it. The guy just walked to knee, right? And before he get to clean, he get hit like two hand, three kicks, and then he hold it and throw two knees, and then he win.
Yeah.
I'm like, why do you win?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, it's old school. And it's,
yeah, like seriously, no kidding.
Right, and also like the gambling as well, kind of like persuade that way as well. So I think it's difficult for it to change because of the gamblers. Mm-hmm. And then how about training differences?
Training different.
Like, what's a Westerner's mental approach towards training, and what's the difference for training in Thailand and training in America, and the good and bad?
Well, training in Thailand, you know, we run a lot. It could be good and could be bad. You run too much.
Yeah.
You know, we run a lot. We clean a lot here. It's hell when you do Muay Thai, you know. But in Thailand, you need to think like you need spar more too, because so many gyms, they don't spar. You know, like pad work, main one, pad work and clinching.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You know, but outside Thailand, you know, outside anywhere else, they focus like pad work not that much. You know, not too much pad work. But sport a lot. Sport and drill, you know, just like deep and often. Just like moving stuff. So board is good. If you can put all together, you know, do pad work too. You do some crunching, you fight Muay Thai and you do drill, you know, some footwork, some defense often, you know.
And in the West, like, or in America, what do you think the focus is about going for long runs? Do they still do that? Or it's not as much as a focus as it is in Thailand? Or
Not that much anymore. That's what I see. You know, people don't run that much. Like I do now, my coach told me, okay, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you do long run.
Okay.
Right. Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. Just do short, just sprint, like 100 meter, thing like that.
Mm. And you find that more beneficial?
I think that's better.
Mm-hmm.
If long run, you know, you get so sore, your legs so slow.
Yeah.
But this, you get like long, slow, you know, and then next day, fast, short, you know, not so long.
I think that is better because, like, say you're in a fight and then you're going to pull off some combination that's explosive, it's fast. So, yeah, you should run new sprints because that's also fast and explosive.
Mm-hmm.
So it definitely can help in your fighting to do that way. And then clinching, you said, is not so important, not so practiced in the West.
Yeah, not so much. People still do clinching, but not so much.
And how about in the fights?
In the fight, like on fight, they let people clinch, like in Thailand.
Oh really?
Like let people clinch. It depends on the promotion too.
Mm.
Every promotion different. Some promotion, right, fight Muay Thai, but they let you clean like 3 seconds, 5 seconds. Mm. Some promotion just like let you do it.
So that's kind of the problem then, because if every promotion has different ways of scoring then that's difficult for the fighter.
Yeah. So it depends on how the owner feel, I think.
Yeah.
You know, they feel like cringing, they let you cringe.
Mm. Maybe. Also the referees.
Mm, referees.
And how about lifestyle differences from Thailand or Isan? You were living in Koh Phangan and then you're living in America, you're still living there.
Mm-hmm.
How do you find the lifestyle difference and what do you enjoy living in the States? Do you miss home?
Well, start with Isan first. You know, I live in Isan. I live there, you know, grow up with poor family, kind of like find a way and work, doing
Isan,
farming.
The north of Thailand.
Yeah. Isan, just like find a way to make money, to make some future and stuff. And I didn't have knowledge that much, you know.
Right.
So just find a way until finally move to Bangkok, start to be like seriously about Muay Thai to make something, hopefully make something. But what we do here, you know, they start in the morning, we wake up, we train, we eat, we sleep.
Yeah.
And then wake up and you train, you eat and you sleep and live peace.
Yeah, every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Everybody doing that because it's training so hard.
Yeah.
And I moved to Koh Phangan. I wake up, you know, I go run, I work out a little bit, and then I just go to work. Shower, eat, and go to work. You know, I do like housekeeping, check in, check out hotel. If we have match coming soon, we just do matchmaker and then just drive around. Flyer, give it to the hotel, you know, like, and give them percentage to sell the ticket and stuff. So get to talk to reception, like, so get to know people in Koh Phangan. And then I also learn English a lot because all foreigners buy ticket.
Did you find it hard to get out of the fighter lifestyle, or the fighter routine where you train, eat, sleep? So you're used to sleeping a lot, you know, and then when you went to Koh Phangan, you were working full long days, using a lot of energy, doing many different things. Did you find it difficult to get out of that routine from the fighter routine?
At first, I kind of get like a little bit sleepy. But you know, when I have some free time, some break, I sleep, like I take a nap in the car or something, like 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Right. That helped a lot too.
Yeah,
so I do that.
Because I know my fighters, if you take them anywhere in the middle of the day, they get sleepy. Like you put them in the car, they're going to fall asleep straight away. Yeah.
Because your body like used to it every day, you know, so it's hard to change. But over there, like, it's more enjoyable for me. So I'm just like, man, I don't have to worry about, I have to hit the pad so hard, going to be so tired. They're just like fun, make money and learning. You know, so it's kind of like, oh, this is real.
Oh, that's nice. And you're doing lots of different activities as well. Mm-hmm. So it's keeping your mind and your brain stimulated because you're doing so many different things.
Yeah. Because like, let's say like today, you know, my boss come like, Joe, tomorrow we're going to have like 10 people to come to cooking school at this time. So I'm like, okay, get excited, you know, go to cooking school. And then, okay, tomorrow we're going to go like do marketing about
that's cool.
making fire, matchmaking.
What's your favorite dish to cook?
Man, I like nam tok.
Nam tok,
you know, uh-huh. Like salad.
Salad, but it's like mostly meat.
Mm-hmm. Salad, meat, salad.
Salad with meat, purely meat, and like what you put in a little bit of herbs.
Yeah, little bit of herb and stuff.
Yeah,
and then move to US, same thing. You wake up, you go work first. After work, now after work, I train 1 hour, and then I rest, and then I work again in the evening. After work, I train 1 hour, and then go sleep.
Oh, that's nice. So you train. You're still training twice a day.
Mm-hmm. Training twice a day, but it's not like 3 hour, 4 hour training like in Thailand, you know, like 1 hour, 1.5 hours a day.
Right. And you're making a lot of use of your time as well. Mm-hmm. So that with how many hours that you train, you're constantly doing something that entire time, yeah. Something that's beneficial that you know that you're not really, mm-hmm. you know, it's not being dragged out or something. Yeah. So you're there with a purpose.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I like it more. The main one is it learning. You know, you train so hard like in Thailand, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. It's really good for you, for your body, make you so strong. But I think it depends. It's individual, you know.
Yeah.
People like different. I don't like that.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
I like to.
And like it's, you know, like I mentioned before, it's still kind of the old school way, because you know, in like sports science, things like that, like mm-hmm. rest is a key component of mm-hmm. training. You know, you need to have real rest,
mm-hmm.
and you also need to do some type of cross training, like different. Like you do, you do a day of like long run, a day of short run. So just to change things up is also like, it's better for your muscles mm-hmm. and better for your overall performance as well, actually.
Yeah.
So yeah, some gyms I feel are kind of like changing towards that a little mm-hmm. bit in Thailand now. So yeah, slowly.
Slowly, yeah, I can see the change. You know, they add like more weightlifting and
yeah.
stuff, like expose it and stuff. People learn.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. And also maybe because there's so many foreigners that come to Thailand as well, so they're kind of having a little bit of influence.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some gyms even have foreign coaches here. Or now that Muay Thai is becoming more international, they're also seeing like different people training in different ways around
yeah.
the world. Mm. And then so living in Atlanta,
mm-hmm.
so different to Thailand.
Yeah.
You go party? Or you? What do you do in your free time?
My free time, I like to read.
Ah, good boy.
Well, I read, I hang out with friends, I go to the park, I like the bike, you know.
Mm.
And yeah, hang out with friends, go eat, shopping sometime. Mostly I read, you know. And
wow.
Saturday night, of course, I go dancing.
Oh, that's cool. That's nice.
It's, you know, you work so hard. You gotta go dancing.
Yeah,
you,
you
do
need to relax,
fun.
You need chill.
To chill. You know, make sure your brain like.
I like that. That's cool. Yeah, I feel the same. You know, yeah, when you work so hard, you do need to like have some release somehow. So yeah, going out with your friends or whatever is perfect way. And like, so when you're reading in English or in Thai?
In English, because
wow.
I learn. You know, in Thai, I don't read Thai anymore. I only read English. But I read slow because, you know, people read so
yeah.
fast. I read, I have to translate. I have to have book and pen also,
wow.
you know, notebook or something. So I read, I translate, I read, I translate. So I translate so much, so I forgot all I read, so I have to come back and read again,
oh.
you know.
That's good, though. You like that makes you learn even more. I mean, you're reading it twice.
Yeah, so I always read. I always have in my gym bag, not just my clothes and, you know, thing for the gym. I always have my book and pen in my gym bag all
oh,
the time.
That's so cool.
Know?
That's really good because, you know, like most Thai fighters, they're not very academic at all. They don't really like
yeah.
to read or learn things. Like most of them just in their free time, they'll either sleep or play games,
mm-hmm.
I think. So yeah. it's really good if you can like influence more Thai fighters to,
yeah.
you know, stimulate your brain a little bit more, learn new things. You know, it's
mm-hmm.
always knowledge is power. So it's
yeah.
always a good thing.
And I don't want to fight for so long, you
yeah.
know, like some Thai legend, you know, fight until 36, 38. That's good. Don't get me wrong. That's cool. But I don't think that's my thing. I
right.
don't want to fight that long. I want to like, okay, read, have some knowledge so I can do something else after the fight. Maybe stuck in Muay Thai industry,
mm-hmm.
you know, stuck in the Muay Thai business doing fight promotion or whatever.
That's
you know,
great.
Like something in workout. But I wanna read and learn some stuff.
Yeah, first, you know. I mean, from what you've kind of told me from your life story, like you like to develop your skills and learn new things and experience new things. So I can see how that how you feel that way. You know, you wanna as well as you love Muay Thai, you wanna stay connected to the industry, but you also want to develop yourself as your personal self.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show. This was great, and good luck on your fight.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. It was fun. Yeah. And lastly, I want to ask you, now you're fighting in ONE Championship.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, where have you fought in ONE Championship in different countries? How long is your contract? And how do you find the promotion compared to all the other promotions that you've fought on?
The ONE Championship is big company.
Yeah.
So everything is well organized. You can see everybody is working, making plan all the time. Nothing would go wrong. Like everything just happens smoothly all
wow.
the time. Like really smooth.
That's great.
You know, okay, this day fighter check in, and this day we go to the hospital medical test, and this day press conference. Like nothing is late. Nothing is
wow.
you know weird. In everything is. So organized.
Yeah, because mostly fights, they're not that organized.
Yeah,
they're like rushing and panicking.
Yeah, mostly fight. They always like, oh, we missed something. We have to wait for this. We have to wait for that. But ONE Championship, like, okay, we have to do now. It's time. We do it. You
wow.
know, everything like smooth. It's just well organized. And I went to first fight in Manila, Philippines. You know, people are so nice over there. The
yeah.
fan like really lit, really into you, you know, like solid, man. Like you walk around, you know, I went to taxi, right? I get taxi. I went somewhere and like, oh, you're Jonathan Wood. You're going to fight tomorrow or something.
Oh,
like,
wow.
They won't charge you for anything. They're, oh, I'm not going to charge you for
what?
The taxi. Yeah. I'm like, the fan
nice.
Like really respect, you know, like really lit, really into it.
Yeah. I think Filipinos, they are into fight sports.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Manny Pacquiao obviously being a huge role model. For
yeah.
them.
Yeah. That one. And my second fight in Malaysia, I like that city. First of all, no traffic. Oh, awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
Kuala Lumpur,
yeah.
Oh.
I don't know about anywhere else, but my experience, I went a lot everywhere, you know, while I was in Kuala Lumpur.
Yeah.
No traffic. That's the main one. That's the keep, you know.
I swear I went there and there's traffic. Maybe you went there like some holiday or something. I don't know.
No holiday, but if traffic, it's light traffic from what we see. But man, here compared to here.
Oh yeah, compared to Bangkok, that's for sure. Don't even get me started on Bangkok traffic.
Yeah, and the third fight I fought in Singapore. And the last one in Bangkok.
Mm.
Bangkok is awesome because it's our home, you know. I went to a hospital and then I just walked back to the hotel.
Right.
Walk everywhere.
You can get your namtok, your meat salad.
You can get whatever you want. And yeah, and ONE Championship, and they try to help you with everything you need to, you know.
Oh, that's good.
Not any company have that one. Not
yeah.
when many like promotion have that, because they give you the SIM card, that your number, and
really?
You call them, they always somebody willing to help. Like, hey, I need this. They're like, okay, we will be there in a second.
Oh, that's amazing.
They always have somebody ready for you to help you with anything you want.
So they give you your hotel. They help you figure out transportation, have a meals.
Yeah, meal and just let's say everything, whatever you need. Hey, I need to go get this, you know, like I forgot my mouthpiece.
Wow.
I forgot this. They like help you out.
Wow.
Or you want to go shopping here. You want to go there here, you know.
Respect. That's really good to hear.
Yeah.
You don't really
like,
hear about much of promotions like taking, going the extra step to take care of the fighters.
Mm-hmm. They go extra step.
Wow. It's really thought out, it seems.
Yeah. And then mostly, every promotion, you know, they give you they talk about the plane ticket. They give you whatever they want, you know, like mostly like that. But this, you can tell them like, hey, this is what I want. I want to come to this city first, and then this city first. I don't want to just like round trip, you know.
Oh, so that's why you're able to come to Thailand
first
to train.
So I can train like, okay, I want to go to Thailand first, and then, you know, I can go there this day, and then I want to have this long after a fight, you know, I want a small vacation. You can talk to them, and they just book it to you. You know, they just like, okay.
Oh, that's cool.
They're willing to help, you know.
Yeah, especially because, you know, like you're coming from the States, so, you know, you have to deal with jet lag and different temperature and all this type of thing. So it's good for you to, you know, adapt your body in Asia first and then post them to Thailand.
Yeah, jet lag is real. No kidding. Oh, man. and temperature. Sure, like, you came here so hot here, like, I cannot breathe, you know. Now I'm better. First day, so hot.
What was the temperature like? What was the weather like in Atlanta when you left?
Atlanta, now it's like 26, 27 degrees, you know, before I left.
Okay.
It's like cool and nice. You can sleep outside.
You can sleep outside.
And you come here, okay. 40.
Yeah, it's 40. Yeah.
When I eat, you know, not just work, I eat my t-shirt like wet, like sweat. I'm like, man, this is lit, you know.
So when you come to Thailand, where do you like to like just prepare your body? Mm. What gym?
I come to Luk Thap Pha.
Yeah, that's cool. Nice, nice. I like that.
Only this gym, that's it.
Yeah, it's. I think, how do you like it? Do you feel chill or?
Here, first of all, everybody's nice. It's just like so friendly. And I like the gym. It's big and it's clean. One thing is clean, you know.
I went to
so many gyms and they're not that clean.
Yeah, it's hard because a lot of the Muay Thai gyms in Thailand are open air, right? Mm-hmm. And so, like, you know, with all the dust or whatever, it's hard to keep the gym like that clean, really. So
yeah, and there's so many kids, and the kids don't keep things clean, but kids here keep stuff
clean. We make them clean.
Yeah.
If our children want to train, they gotta clean. Mm-hmm. Also, and last thing, so how do you feel about this fight coming up?
This fight, you know, Andy Sauer, he's a legend, but he kind of slowed down now and, you know, at almost at the end of his career. Mm. Talk about fighting. I don't think he can take it, you know, like the way he used to be, right? When he take it, he get hurt, he show before he can take punch, hit, and kick.
Yeah.
No problem, right? But as a person, man, this guy is a good person.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of fighters are like nice people.
I worked with him before, you know, we have seminar in New York and we stay in the same house for 1 week. We drink together, we dance together, sing and stuff. I'm like, man, I like you like my big brother now. And we're going to get in the ring together. But it's okay when it's in the ring. And after the fight, I'm going to ask him if he want to go dance with me.
Oh, bromance. That's cool though. Do you have a game plan towards this fight?
Yeah, well, you know, talk about game plan. I only have one game plan. You know, fight start, I walk forward and let's see what happens.
Fight your fight. You're going to fight each other in the ring and be friends outside. That's how Muay Thai is. That's how fight sports are. You know, people, there's a lot of sportsmanship in there, a lot of respect for each other. And I think it's the way it should be.
Everything is respect. We work hard and that's it. Respect also.
Yeah. And how do you feel about the tournament that's going on though? Like overall, it's a lot of big fighters on there.
Yeah, you're going to be so excited, you know, but the way they draw it, we all know they want your Sen Kai and Protoshin.
Yeah, I think so.
To be in the final, like honestly, but.
It's like.
But anything can happen and let's see what's going to happen.
Yeah, exciting. So yeah, best of luck for your fight and I'm so happy and thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.